Well, most of the contamination we are dealing with today occurred many decades ago. And the main reason for that is we didn't know at the time that these chlorinated solvents pose a threat to the environment. So there were no regulations in place, and so people using these chlorinated solvents simply dumped them and they penetrated the ground and are now a major source of drinking water contamination. So most of this contamination occurred many years ago, mainly from dry cleaning operations. So that's something we all use on a weekly basis, probably. When we have dirty clothes, we want to get them clean. We bring them to a dry cleaning facility, and these facilities use these chlorinated solvents to clean our clothes. And there were no regulations what to do with the spent dry cleaning solution, and it was simply dumped behind the building and is now contaminating the ground and threatening drinking water supplies. And that's a major concern. Another major source how these chlorinated solvents penetrated the soil and are now contaminating drinking water reservoirs is from cleaning jet engines. That was done very often for military operations, but also in car industry. A lot of these chlorinated solvents were used, and there was no regulation how to dispose of them, and that's a major reason why we find them today in the subsurface in the soil. We still use these chlorinated solvents very frequently, but today we have strict regulations, and so there's basically no additional contamination occurring today unless there's an accident. So most of the subsurface or groundwater contamination we are dealing with today occurred many years ago. So there's no new contamination. And this is, of course, a good thing. But still, there's a major problem, and this is all due to contamination that happened many years ago.